Victoria State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From Hamilton Fieldhouse on the campus of the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma, good evening and welcome to Emporia State Hornet Basketball, our first game of 2023 as the Emporia State Lady Hornets take on the Broncos of Central Oklahoma. Let's quickly take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. For Central Oklahoma, again, 4-7 on the season, 1-6 in the MIAA, coached by Evan Andrews in her first year, and this is the lineup they'll go with. At the guard spots will be Brick Rayner, 5'7 senior out of Pond Creek, Oklahoma, averaging 12 points and 3 rebounds. Also, Alayla Yanusha, a 5'7 junior out of Choctaw, Oklahoma, averaging 10 points and 6 rebounds. Also at a guard will be Lexi Foreman, 5'9 sophomore out of Anadarko, Oklahoma, averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds. At a forward spot will be Eliza Knapp, 6'2 junior out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, 15 points and 4 rebounds. And Aston Williston will be the forward, 6'4 senior out of Broken Bow, Oklahoma, averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds. The tip is up and Central Oklahoma wins it. Emporia State going with Treasure Job, Victoria Price, Faith Paramore, Mary Lakes, and Elena Hartman. Emporia State gets some steal by Elena Hartman, giving it up to Victoria Price. She gets it knocked away from her, goes out of bounds, and Emporia State will keep the basketball. Emporia State coached by Toby Wynn, who's in his fifth year at Emporia State. 88-40 is his overall record. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline to throw it in. Will be Faith Paramore, plays it into Mary Lakes, gives it off to Treasure Job. Our starting lines were brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Here's a three from Faith Paramore that's curling off, no good, rebound, battled for, and we're going to get a jump ball call. Elena Hartman battling down low with Aspen Williston, and Elena Hartman gets tied up. Emporia State will keep the basketball on the alternate possession. Emporia State dressed in their gold uniforms tonight, black numbers and letters. Central Oklahoma in their home whites. Down low they go to Mary Lakes, backs in against the defense, kicks it out to Victoria Price, left wing three. That's over everything, not even close. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. They'll push the ball up the floor, layup at the other end, comes up short. Rebound goes to Victoria Price, and then she almost has it stolen away, and she does. Here's a three at the other end that's off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Goes to Emporia State as Mary tips it out to Elena Hartman. Elena pushing the ball up the floor. Kicks it out top the key. Treasure Job thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Swings it on the right side. Victoria Price now back top the key. Victoria left side. Faith Paramore to Elena Hartman. Out to Victoria Price. Right wing three. This one's good. Victoria Price knocks down a Haircrafters three. And Emporia State takes an early 3-0 lead. Nice patience by Emporia State as they're working against the zone defense. And Victoria Price knocks down the Haircrafters three. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342. 6172. Make your appointment to get your hair cut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia, and the Lady Hornets get a steal. Treasure Job knocked it away. They get it to Elena Hartman in traffic. Kicks it out. Victoria Price, another three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Aleza Knapp for Central Oklahoma. Into front court with the basketball. Foreman in the lane. Layup missed, but she gets fouled by Mary Lakes. For Mary, that'll be her first personal foul. Team foul number one whistled against Emporia State, and going to the free throw line will be Lexi Foreman. Substitution for Central Oklahoma into the lineup. Carly Wadsworth, a 5'8 sophomore from Ooligah, Oklahoma, averaging 12 points and a rebound. She'll replace Brooke Rayner on the floor. Free throw on the way for Foreman. Not the back iron, no good. 3-0 our score. We're not quite 2 minutes into this first quarter of play. On a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie, 620-342-4222. Second free throw by Foreman is good. Makes it a 3-1 Emporia State lead. Victoria Price has it. Left side, gives it off to Paige, or Faith Paramore, and then they try to feed it off to Elena Hartman, and Central Oklahoma gets a steal. Emporia State not very crisp with their passes on that one. Here's a feed in the lane, shot up and good from the lane line left by Alasia Knapp. And that ties the game at three. And Coach Toby Wynn getting set to send in three fresh legs. Here's Treasure, top the key. Victoria Price back to Treasure on the wing right side. Long three. Out the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds to Emporia State. Last touch by Aspen Williston. Audrey Beatty into the lineup along with Katie Horina. Also on the floor, Sydney Tinner. Staying on the floor, Elena Hartman and Treasure Joe. Elena, left elbow, three. That one's off the mark. It was off the mark from the start, but the rebound taken away by Treasure Joe. Swings it to the right side. Elena Hartman back top the key. Treasure, she'll launch the long three. It rims off, no good. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma there to grab the rebound. Knapp feeds it up the floor to Wadsworth. Back to Knapp atop the key. Goes on the left side to Foreman. Now they skip it across to the right side. Wadsworth tries to drive with it. Here comes the double team. Now feeds it out front to Foreman. Back to Wadsworth. She'll shoot the long three. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound Elena Hartman for Emporia State. And she almost lost the dribble. And then she gets it knocked away out of bounds by Central Oklahoma's Alayla Yanusha. So Emporia State will keep the basketball. Back into the lineup, Brooke Rayner for Central Oklahoma, replacing Lexi Foreman. 3-3 our score, 6:43 to play here in the first quarter. Substitution for Central Oklahoma is Kayla Young, 5'11 sophomore out of Jones, Oklahoma, into the lineup. Setting down will be Aspen Williston. Sydney Tinner plays it in, bounces Treasure Job. Treasure working against the pressure of Yanusha. High free throw circle goes to Beatty on the wing. Right side open for the three. Katie Harina knocks down a Haircrafters three. The 5'9 sophomore from Liberal puts Emporia State up 6-3 here to start this basketball game. There's a feed in the paint that has some mustard on it and unable to handle the pass. It was Carly Wadsworth, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Checking into the Emporia State lineup will be Kylie Shearer. She'll replace Elena Hartman. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life, 1015 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. Emporia State in backcourt with a basketball. Harina gets it across the timeline, has it in between the double circles, swings it left side, Treasure Joe. Back out front to Katie, back to Treasure on the wing left side. And the free throw circle goes to Audrey Beatty, and she gets fouled. She tries to feed it down low to Sydney Tinner. Picking up the foul will be Alasia Knapp. That will be her first. Team foul number two whistled against Central Oklahoma. Emporia State plays it in. Kylie Shearer, deep left corner, three-pointer, good. Kylie Shear, the sophomore out of Cheney, gives Emporia State a 9-3 lead, and all 9 points have come from 19-9. Got my fingers crossed on that one. Hopefully that continues. This is Yanusha. Baseline jumper on the way. Off the mark, no good, but there to collect the rebound is Yanusha. As Knapp missed the shot, but the rebound to Yanusha, and she gets the stick back. Somebody forgot to box out. 9-5 Emporia State. Treasure Job across the timeline. Swings it right side. Kylie Shear, top the key. Treasure left side. Katie Harina back to Treasure out front. Free throw circle goes to Sydney Tenner. Now to Harina. Now she swings it out on the right wing to Shear, to Treasure. Three-pointer. God! Hare Crafters three for Treasure Job. That is 4 3-point baskets made by the Lady Hornets. They have lead it 12-5 with 5:04 to play here in the first quarter. Yanusha open for a three. Good. Alea Yanusha gives herself 5 points, and it's a 12-8 at 4-point Emporia State lead. 4:50 to play first quarter. Treasure Job in the front court. Shear back out to Treasure. Left side, they work it to Harina. To Treasure, free throw circle to Treasure. Or correction, make that Sydney Tenner. Three-point shot missing for Harina. Rebound tipped out by Audrey Beatty. Gets it out to Treasure. Right elbow three. Good by Treasure. That gives her 6. And the Lady Hornets up 15-8. Hornets applying backcourt pressure. Central beats the press. Work it to Wadsworth. Here's Yanusha. Now tap the key. Open for the three. Knapp, she shoots it in. Knapp has 5, and defense didn't rotate quick enough on top. As Elysian Knapp knocks down the three-pointer, makes it 15-11 Emporia State. Treasure Job across the timeline, working against Yanusha. Feeds it off to Shear. Tries to go down low to Audrey Beatty, and she's going to get fouled. Picking up the personal foul will be Elysian Knapp, her second. Team foul number 3 whistled against Central Oklahoma, and that takes us to our first media timeout. 3:58 to play here in the first quarter. 15-11, Emporia State with a lead. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
15-11, Emporia State with a lead, 3:54 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a 15-foot jumper, no good for Faith Paramore, and the rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. Lady Hornets, all their made baskets are three-point baskets. Out front, Yanusha. Drives to the basket, shot off the glass is good. She got the high archer to go down over the outstretched hands of Mary Lakes. Emporia State on the floor right now. Stevie Stinchcomb, Faith Paramore, Victoria Price has it right side, drives to the lane line, leans in, shot no good, rebound out of bounds, last touch by Emporia State. That lineup again for Emporia State, Stevie Stinchcomb, Kylie Shear, Faith Paramore, Victoria Price, and Mary Lakes. Emporia State will drop back and pick up defense at half court. Across the timeline, Brooke Rayner. 15-13, Emporia State up by 2. A little nice little move in the paint made by Kelly Young, but she tries to feed it in the deep left corner. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Treasure Job back in for Emporia State, replacing Kylie Shear. Emporia State being pressured in backcourt. They finally get it inbounds to Stevie Stinchcomb, and it gets it across the timeline, working against the pressure from Carly Wadsworth. Swings it left side. Faith Paramore goes down low to Mary Lakes. Backs in against the defense, off the glass, and good for Mary Lakes. Spun to her right that time and got the hook shot to go. 17-13, Emporia State up by four. Central working against that zone. Trying to drive the baseline. Floater on the way. In and out. No good for Knapp. And the rebound to Mary Lakes for Emporia State. 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. Treasure bringing the ball into front court. Almost lost the dribble. She thought about shoveling it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Now Treasure pulls up from 15. Airball it. But there to grab the loose basketball is Faith Paramore. She needs some help. Gets it out to Mary Lakes. Mary now gives it off to Faith Paramore with 9 seconds on the shot clock. Faith trying to work off a screen, gets the ball knocked away out of bounds with 5 seconds on the shot clock by Eliza Knapp. Substitution for Central, Aspen Williston into the lineup. She'll replace Knapp. 5 seconds on the shot clock for Emporia State. As they play it inbounds, play it into Treasure Jobe with 4 seconds. Gets it off to Victoria Price with 2 to the basket. Layup no good, but they're going to call a foul on Central Oklahoma, and this will put Victoria Price at the free throw line. Picking up the foul will be Aspen Williston. That is her second personal foul, fourth team foul whistled against the Broncos. And back into the lineup, Eliza Knapp replacing Williston. And at the free throw line is Victoria Price with 2 free throws to shoot. First free throw rattles out. No good. It was about a third of the way down and came back out. Coming into the game, though, Victoria, an 81% free throw shooter. She's now 35 of 44. Second free throw, no good, and that one was off the mark completely. What a basketball brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Here's a feed out front to Yanusha. Bounce pass in the corner, Wadsworth, her 3, missed everything. Battle for the rebound and a foul. This is going on Central Oklahoma. That'll be 2 free throws for Emporia State since that's the 5th team foul. Picking up the foul will be Alasia Knapp. That is her 3rd. Going to the free throw line for Emporia State will be Faith Paramore, the sophomore from Haven by way of Oral Roberts. Checking in for Central Oklahoma, Cassie Borer, 5'10 sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia. She'll replace Knapp. And going to the free throw line, Faith Paramore. Faith's free throw is up and good. Faith on the season, a 77% free throw shooter. She's now 18 of 23 from the free throw line. She'll get a second free throw here. Chance to give Emporia State a 6-point lead. Emporia State's biggest lead has been by 7 when they had a 15-8 lead. Second free throw also good for Faith Paramore. 19-13 Emporia State, a minute 53 to play first quarter. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's a shot that's missing. Battle for the rebound, draws another whistle and a foul on Central Oklahoma. Picking up the foul will be Kelly Young. That's her first. And we'll go to the other end and we'll shoot some more free throws. Stepping to the line for Emporia State will be Stevie Stinchcomb, the 5'5 freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma. Stevie on the season, an 83% free throw shooter. This is her 13th free throw attempt, and this one hits the right side of the rim and ricochets away. Getting set to re-enter the lineup, Lexi Foreman for Central Oklahoma. Stevie's second free throw is good. So Stevie makes one of the 2 free throws. Makes it a 20-13 Emporia State lead. Elena Hartman and Katie Harina back into the lineup for Emporia State. Treasure Jobe, Mary Lakes, and Faith Paramore also on the floor for the Lady Hornets. Out front, this is Wadsworth. Long 3, out the mark, no good. Long rebound, though, goes to Yanusha. Treasure tried to reach in and slapped it away, came up empty. Inusha has it out front, swings it right side to Wadsworth. Free throw circle, it goes to Foreman. Scoops it out in the deep right corner. Shot clock down to 7. Wadsworth gets the ball deflected. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Treasure Job as she deflected a pass that was intended for Lexi Foreman in the deep right corner. 4 seconds on the shot clock for the Broncos. They play it inbounds to Rayner, who knocks down a three-pointer. As somebody didn't keep their hands in front of it, in front of her, and Brooke Rayner, who averages 12 a game, has her first basket of the ballgame. 20-16, 4-point lead for Emporia State. Under a minute to go in the quarter. They go down low to Mary Lakes. Off the glass and good as she backs down against Cassie Bohr, and Mary Lakes with 4, and the Lady Hornets lead at 22-16. Central Oklahoma quickly in the front court. Kicks it out to Inusha. They go in the corner, try to drive. Shot off the glass and good for Cassie Bohr. 22-18 Emporia State. 33 seconds to go. Treasure Job with the basketball. Lady Hornets shooting 41% here in the first quarter. Central Oklahoma shooting 46%. Faith Paramore, left side, top of the key. Treasure open for 3. That one's too strong off the back iron. Rebound tipped out by Elena Hartman. Goes to Faith Paramore. Now to Treasure Job with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Yanusha on her. Gives it off to Harina. Free throw circle to Elena Hartman, to Faith Paramore for 3. Her shot no good. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Lady Hornet basketball with 1.9 seconds to go here in the quarter. Sydney Tenner and Andre Beatty will check in for Emporia State. Checking out will be Faith Paramore and Mary Lakes. Lady Hornets to play it inbounds on the baseline. Treasure plays it inbounds to Elena Hartman. To Treasure for 3 at the buzzer. It's off the mark, no good. And we are at the end of the first quarter of play. Not a bad first quarter for the Lady Hornets. They lead it 22-18. Well, Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Emporia State University, we take academics to the next level. So you can take you to the next level. Biology, nursing, pre-med, pre-law, all the pre's. Teaching, business, computer science, social media, art, theater, music, sport leadership, coaching, psychology, sociology. With over 200 academic programs, the sky's the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
22-18, Emporia State with the lead as we go to the second quarter. Emporia State will have the ball. Lady Hornets will go with Sydney Tenner, Treasure Joe, Audrey Beatty, Katie Harina, and Elena Hartman as they work against the zone defense of Central Oklahoma. Treasure has it out front, left elbow. Sydney Tenner tries to go in the deep corner with a pass that gets deflected out of bounds by Lexi Foreman. Not a really great pass by Sydney Tenner. Fortunately for Emporia State, it gets deflected out of bounds. Sydney plays it into Treasure Joe. Now to Sydney, back to in the free throw circle to Audrey Beatty, to Katie Harina. Kicks it out to Sydney Tenner in the corner. Elena Hartman, left side 3, missed it. Rebound battle for him. We're going to get a foul underneath the basket. As battling for position down low, picking up a foul will be Audrey Beatty. That'll be her first personal foul, first team foul here in the second quarter on Emporia State. 22-18 Emporia State. Emporia State in that first quarter, 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. Here's a floater on the lane. It's missing, no good for Yanusha. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. She'll bring it into front court, dishes it on the wing right side. Katie for 3. It's missing. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma and tried to thread the needle defensively coming up the floor. Did they call a foul? Nope, they're just calling it turnover. No, they did call a foul on Katie Harina. That is her first, team second. In the front court with a basketball, this is Yanusha. Emporia State staying in that zone. Yanusha needs some help, feeds it out front to Wadsworth. Wadsworth swings it left side, and Elena Harmon just came up empty. Now they swing it on the right side, get in the hands of Yanusha. Now to Foreman. Pat in the lane going with the basketball and getting it stolen was Boyer coming up with a basketball. Katie Harina has it on the wing right side, being double-teamed, swings it out front to Treasure Joe. Treasure swings it back right side, Katie Harina. Back out front to Treasure, left side to Cindy, back out to Treasure. Now they work it in the deep left corner. Elena Hartman for three, no good. Rebound tipped around, still being tipped around, and Katie Harina comes up with it. We'll have a jump ball. No, they're going to call a foul first. It's going to be a foul on Central Oklahoma. Cassie Bohrer picks up the foul, her first, team first of the second quarter. She'll lead the lineup and be replaced by Eliana Bravington, a 6'3 sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia. Way to work on the board, Katie Harina. Emporia State tried to play the ball inbounds, played into Sydney Tenner. Out front, Katie Harina for left elbow three, off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. She tried to come up with it, but right in her way was Alea Yanusha, and Elena Hartman picks up the personal foul. That'll be her first. Team foul number. No, they're just saying it was out of bounds off of Elena. Sorry. Thought maybe they were going to call a foul, but that wasn't the case. But it goes to Emporia State. Lady Hornets have the ball. Excuse me. I was all confused. Treasure out front, and we're going to get a 3-second violation on Emporia State. Audrey Beatty must have been in the lane too long. Hey, you're right. 22-18, Emporia State with a lead by four, 8:14 to play second quarter. Central Oklahoma with the basketball, driving down the lane, Rayner. They kick it in the deep right corner, Yanusha. Then she feeds it out on the wing to Wadsworth, almost lost it out of bounds. They feed it out front. Wadsworth gives it off to Rayner. They get it in the paint, and it goes right to Audrey Beatty. Hornets get a steal and Treasure into front court with the basketball. Dishes it off. Kylie Shearer, long three. Left it a little short. Rebound goes to Sydney Tenner. And they're going to call out for a travel. Somebody was reaching in, tried to slap the ball away, and she couldn't maintain control of the basketball and turns it over on a travel violation. Turnover gives it right back to Central Oklahoma. Into the Hornet lineup returns Mary Lakes along with Faith Paramore and Victoria Price. Kylie Shearer and Treasure Job stay on the floor. 22-18, still our score. Emporia State with a lead in Central Oklahoma. Now pass gets deflected out of bounds by Emporia State. They now have River Romine, 5'6 senior out of Bowie, Texas, on the floor, playing the point guard spot. Plays it into Yanusha. Picked up out front. Now she'll hand it off to Rayner. Rayner dribbles from left to right. Now back on the wing right side. They work it into the hands of Romine. Tap the key to Foreman. Shot clock down to eight. Yanusha out on the wing right side. Three-point shot off the mark. No good. Missing the shot was Romine. Rebound Emporia State. Victoria Price needs some help. Gets it now in the hands of Faith Paramore. Faith has the ball stripped away from behind. Loose ball on the floor. And what are we going to get? 10-second violation on Emporia State. What a basketball being brought to you by the station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. Working with the basketball. This is Romine. Here's a deflection, and Romine almost turns it over. Gets it in the deep right corner to Rayner. Rayner now dribbles it out front, shovels it off to Romine. Romine gets it off to Foreman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Foreman in the paint. Almost got away with a double dribble and did get away with it. Now is Yanusha with 4 seconds in the lane. Gets her shot blocked out of bounds by Mary Lakes. Central Oklahoma will have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline with 1 second on the shot clock. To play the ball inbounds will be Foreman. Slaps the ball. Plays it out, gets deflected, and we get a shot clock violation. Nice defense on the inbounds play by Kylie Shearer. She was really right in front of Yanusha. Oh, they call a foul on Central Oklahoma. That's what they were calling. They call the foul on River Romine. Her first, second team foul. 22-18, Emporia State with a lead. That's what our score was at the end of the first quarter. So neither team has scored. Both teams are at a drought. Here's Faith Paramore. Lobs it out to Kylie Shear, but the ball gets deflected out of bounds by River Romine, and Emporia State will keep the basketball. 6:16 to play here in the second quarter. Treasure Job with the ball in the lane. Puts up the shot, left it short. Rebound out of bounds to Emporia State. Unable to reel it in, Brooke Rayner. Hornet basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Treasure Job, left wing, goes down low. Mary Lakes being double teamed, kicks it out right wing. Victoria Price for three, left it a little short. Rebound battled for, and what are we going to get to do? Foul here. On the battle for the rebound, they're going to call it on Central Oklahoma's Eliana Bravington. That is their third team foul. Ball out of bounds to Emporia State. Nice job underneath the paint by Faith Paramore, getting position, trying to get the rebound. Hornets played inbounds to Mary Lakes out to Treasure Job. Faith Paramore penetrates in front of the free throw line. Shot off the glass and in. Faith Paramore gets her first field goal. She has 4 points in the game. And the Lady Hornets have a 6-point lead at 24-18. 5:45 to play second quarter. That's the first points of the second quarter for either ball club. Hornets pressuring it back arc to the gate of steel. Treasure Job going to the basket. Throws it up. Missed it badly. Rebound goes to Yanusha. She'll push the ball into front court. Pulls up in front of Mary Lakes and then feeds it off on the right side. Shot missing. No good for Eliana Bravington. And we're going to get a foul called on Central Oklahoma. Picking up the foul will be Brooke Rayner. That is her first. Team foul number four. And leaving the lineup will be Brooke Rayner. Replacing her in the lineup will be Carly Wadsworth. 24-18 Emporia State. Treasure Job with the basketball. Lady Hornets now down to 27% shooting for the ball game. Central Oklahoma to 36%. That's because Emporia State's taking a few more shots in front of the free throw line. Treasure shot crawls off, no good. Rebound goes to Central Oklahoma's Eliana Bravington. Gives it off to Wadsworth. Feeds it up the floor to Yanusha. Has it on the wing left side. Passes it to the right side to Foreman. Back to Yanusha. Almost stolen away by Victoria Price. Yanusha trying to back in against Victoria Price. Nice shot by her. They kick it out to Foreman for a three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound tracked down by Yanusha as Emporia State didn't have that boxed out very well. Here's a deflection and a steal for Treasure Job. Treasure at the other end. Layup is good. Treasure with a steal and score, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Central Oklahoma as the Lady Hornets now lead it 26-18. It's an 8-point lead for the Lady Hornets, and this will be our media timeout for the second quarter. 4:34 to play in the half. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device. And that's not all. You can also get half off a new Apple Watch when you bring your number to us. Next Tech Wireless. We are Kansas.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
26-18, Emporia State Treasurer, the last steal, 253 for her career. She climbs up the list. She now needs only 24 more to tie Jamie Blakely for fourth on the all-time list. Central Oklahoma with the basketball. Again, Lady Hornets leading by 8, 26-18. Emporia State staying in their zone. Stevie Stinchcomb now on the floor defensively and offensively for Emporia State. Down the lane, Foreman. They kick it out, left wing three for Yanusha, and she drains it. Yalea Yanusha with 10. She's the leading scorer for Central Oklahoma. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 26-21 Emporia State. Stinchcomb swings it. Kylie Shear, free throw circle. Victoria Price in good anticipation by Carly Wadsworth. She deflects the pass and gets the steal. Up the floor comes Foreman with a basketball. Top the key, Wadsworth. Back to Foreman on the wing right side. Bounce pass in the paint. Ball gets knocked away from Kylie Young. Gets it out to Yanusha. Shot clock at 15. She'll bring it. Trying to work with it, Yanusha. Swings it off to Wadsworth. Wadsworth in the paint. Looking for something. Gets it out to Yanusha in the lane. With 3 seconds, two. Shot clock. Violation. As Lexi Foreman did not get the shot off in time, and Emporia State will get the basketball back. Nice defense by the Lady Hornets. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Kylie Shear skips it across the floor. Elena Harmon back to Kylie Shear. Gives it out to Sydney Tenner. To Victoria Price, who drives the baseline. Layup no good. Rebound gets tipped out, and the rebound goes to Central Oklahoma. 26-21, Emporia State up by 5. Here's a feed down low. Wide open was Eliana Bravington. She gets fouled by Emporia State's Elena Hartman, who came flying across the lane to block the shot out of bounds, and that will put Bravington at the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. A sophomore out of Melbourne, Australia, stepping to the line for the first time. Treasure Jobe checks back in for Emporia State. So does Katie Arena. Katie Arena, the liberal Kansas native, and the free throw rims around and in for Bravington. Makes her first free throw attempt of the season. This is only her second game played. Second free throw is also good for Bravington. Makes it 26-23. Emporia State has seen an 8-point lead dwindle down to 3. Treasure Jobe across the timeline. One-handed pass, bad. Gets deflected in Central Oklahoma with a steal. Waddington layup miss. Rebound, Treasure Jobe comes up with it. Feeds it up the floor, Victoria Price. Layup at the other end is good for Victoria Price. That gives her 5 points in the ball game. 28-23 Emporia State. Central Oklahoma getting it across the timeline. Well, that may be. Here's Foreman, gets it down low. Bravington lays it up and in. Hornets were wanting to travel, but nothing coming their way. 28-25 Emporia State. This is Treasure. And we're going to get a travel violation on Treasure. Coach Toby Wynn says, what do you call that on Treasure, and you don't call it down at the other end? Substitution for Central Oklahoma back into the lineup returns Cassie Borer. 28-25, Emporia State with a 3-point lead. 2:08 to go here in the second quarter. Central Oklahoma has outscored Emporia State 7-6 here in the second quarter. Neither team has really put on an offensive display. Feed down low to Borer, gives it off to Wadsworth. Her shot crawls off, no good. Offensive rebound to Borer, her shot no good. Rebound tipped out, and Central Oklahoma keeps it. Foreman, and a travel violation out front on Borer, on Foreman, and Emporia State will get the basketball back. Minute 45 to play in the first half. Mary Lake's back into the lineup, replacing Sydney Tenner. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Mary Lake's free throw circle. Katie Harina, left wing three, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, tipped out, and grabbed a hold, and we're going to get a jump ball call, alternate possession. We'll give it to Central Oklahoma as Victoria Price tipped it, and Mary Lakes was going after loose basketball, gets tied up in the alternate possession. We'll put it in the hands of Central Oklahoma. 28-25, Emporia State by 3. A minute 30 to play here in this first half. Emporia State started off well in the first quarter, but just couldn't maintain it in the second quarter. Here's Wadsworth. Kicks it in the corner, right side, driving with it, Foreman.
Back out front, Yanusha. Gives it off to Wadsworth. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Free throw circle with a basketball. They throw it up down low. And layup good for Cassie Bohr. 28-27, Emporia State by one. They led by as many as eight. Top the key, Treasure for three, off the mark, no good. Well, Mary, you should have crashed the boards. Here comes Central Oklahoma with a chance to take the lead. It'd be their first lead of the ball game. Trying to drive, well, here's a steal by Elena Hartman, feeds it up the floor, Treasure Job dribbles it to the basket, lays it up, and scores the bucket. Treasure Job with 10 first half points, 30-27 at Emporia State. Central Oklahoma with 22 seconds to play in the quarter. Yanusha in backcourt, working against Victoria Price. Here comes the trap. Splits the trap. They give it off to Foreman. Foreman kicks it in the deep left corner. Three-point shot. Airballed it. Rebound. Battled for it. Goes out of bounds to Central Oklahoma. Missing that one-handed three from the deep left corner was Cassie Bohrer. So Central Oklahoma with 8 seconds on the shot clock, or on the game clock, as it will play it inbounds on the baseline, almost in the deep right corner. To play the ball inbounds will be Yanusha. The count is on. They get it out to Foreman. Foreman kicks it off to Wadsworth. Wadsworth for a three. Good. And that's the end of the first quarter. Carly Wadsworth makes her only basket of the second quarter and of the ball game as a shot clock and game clock expires. And we go to the locker room with a score tied at 30. Hornets and the Broncos tied at halftime. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bungie North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bungie has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bungie North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by longpineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, all tied at 30 as Emporia State and Central Oklahoma tied at intermission. Emporia State led at the end of the first quarter 22-18, and things were looking pretty good offensively for the Lady Hornets. 5 of 15 from beyond the arc, 7 of 20 shooting the ball. Percentages aren't great. 3 of 6 at the free throw line, but in the second quarter, only 4 of 16 from the floor for 25%, 0 for 8 beyond the arc, and did not get to the free throw line in the second quarter. Central Oklahoma in the first half, 7 of 15 shooting the ball, but 3 of 7 beyond the arc and 1 for 2 at the free throw line, but in the second quarter, they were 4 for 13 from the floor, 2 for 5 beyond the arc, and 2 for 2 at the free throw line as they outscore Emporia State 12-8 in that second quarter of play. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6030. 54. Looking at the individual numbers first for Central Oklahoma, they're being led in scoring by Alea Yanusha with 10 points. 5 points for Aleza Knapp. She had missed part of the first half due to three fouls picked up. 4 points each for Cassie Borer and Eliana Bravington. 3 points for Carly Wadsworth and for Brooke Rayner. For Emporia State, they're being led by Treasure Job with 10. 5 for Victoria Price. 4 points each for Mary Lakes. 4 points for Faith Paramore. 3 points for Katie Harina. 3 points for Kylie Shearer. Stevie Stinchcomb with 1. Sydney Tenner, Audrey Beatty, and Elena Hartman played but did not score for Emporia State. Looking at the team numbers for this first half, both teams with 11 made field goals. Central Oklahoma 11 of 28 from the floor for 39%. They are 5 of 12 from the three-point line for 41%. 3 for 4 at the free throw line for 75%. Emporia State 11 of 36 from the floor for 30%. 5 of 23 from the three-point line for 21%. They're just 3 of 6 at the free throw line for 50%. Emporia State being out rebounded 21 to 19. Alea Yanusha with 8 rebounds in that first half, 5 of them on the offensive side. Emporia State led on the boards by Elena Hartman and with 4, 3 for Treasure Job. Emporia State turned the ball over 7 times. Central Oklahoma with 11 turnovers and Emporia State with 7 steals, 3 of them by Treasure Job, 2 by Elena Hartman. Central Oklahoma with 3 steals, nobody with more than 1. Points off the turnovers, Emporia State scored 9 points off the 11 turnovers, 2 points off of 7 turnovers by Emporia State for Central Oklahoma. In the paint, Emporia State's outscored Central Oklahoma 12-10. Second chance points, though, Central Oklahoma's outscored Emporia State 8-5. Fast break opportunities, Emporia State's outscored Central Oklahoma 9-0. The game was tied twice. There have been no lead changes, so Emporia State has never trailed, but it's been tied a couple of times. Emporia State led 22-18 at the end of the first quarter of play and led by as many as 8 points at 26-18 at the middle part of the second quarter when nobody was scoring points. But from that point on, Central Oklahoma really put together a nice little run as they would outscore Emporia State 12-4 in the final 4:32 of the second quarter. And it's tied here at halftime, 30-30. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on our Long Pine Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking for space or wanting to relocate? The Flint Hills Mall may have the spot you're looking for. Available spaces range from 600 to over 12,000 square feet. If you're interested in more information, call the mall office at 342-4631 or visit us at flinthillsmall.com. Discover the difference at the Flint Hills Mall.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, all tied at 30, Emporia State and Central Oklahoma. As the Lady Hornets looking to end a two-game losing skid in MIAA play and get back on the winning track. First quarter was promising for the Lady Hornets as they shot 46%, or make that 35% for the floor, 7 of 20. And they were 33% from the three-point line, making 5 of 15 three-point attempts. But that dried up in the second quarter as Emporia State was only 4 of 16 from the floor. Only took 16 shots, made only 4 of them. They were 0 for 8 from beyond the arc and didn't help themselves out at the free throw line. They've missed 3 free throws or 3 of 6 at the charity stripe. In other Emporia State news today, Emporia State tennis coach Les Stafford retires today after 17 years of coaching, the last 3 at Emporia State. Les Stafford retired as the head coach of the Emporia State men's and women's tennis programs. He spent the last 3 years as the head coach of both programs at Emporia State. Helped develop the Kosover Family Tennis Center. Her Hornets earned 48 individual academic honors from the MIAA over his 3 seasons. He spent 14 years as a head coach of Wichita State from 1990 to 2004. But he came back to his alma mater 3 years ago to take over the men's and women's tennis program. A search has begun for an interim head coach for the spring of 2023 with a national search to proceed in the spring for a new head tennis coach. Again, Les Stafford retiring as the head tennis coach at Emporia State. Emporia State announcing today. Also today, as far as ESU news is concerned, Emporia State football player Xavier Kaysen earns another postseason honor as he has been named D2Football.com Elite to the D2Football.com Elite 100 team. As D2Football.com compiled an Elite 100 team since its inception in 2000, and the Elite 100 was selected by D2Football.com with input from coaches, scouts, media, and sports information directors from around the country. So congratulations to Xavier Kaysen, a D2 Football Elite 100 player, offensive lineman, senior out of Junction City. Congratulations to him. 30-30 is our score here at halftime. Emporia State and Central Oklahoma all tied up. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout, or we'll be back with more halftime right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball.
Drinks are just the beginning at Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar in downtown Emporia. Watch your favorite team on one of their 10 TVs. Throw darts or shoot pool with old friends and new. Pool is free every day from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you need a snack, order up some satisfying bar food. Charlie's Place, open daily 12 p.m. to 2 a.m. The only decision left to make is which to order first, the food or the drink. Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar at 116 Commercial Street.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
We're tied at 30 at halftime in Emporia State in Central Oklahoma. Other games going on in the MIAA. It's Central Missouri leading Nebraska Kearney 30-24. They're in the third quarter of that contest. Third halftime score. Pittsburgh State leading Missouri Southern 37-32. Third quarter score. We gave that to you, 30-25, Central Oklahoma leading Nebraska Kearney. Rogers State leading Northwest Missouri State in halftime, 21-18. It's Northeastern State leading Missouri Western in the first quarter, 29-11. Final score, Fort Hays State women defeating Lincoln, 85-68. Now let's see, that was a men's score, excuse me. Let's see if we can get a women's score here. 74-53, Missouri Western over Northeastern State earlier today. Also in men's play, Fort Hays State defeated Lincoln 66-53. That is the final in the men's game. The men's game, only other men's game underway is Northeastern State at Missouri Western. And we gave you that score thinking it was a women's score, but it was a men's score as let's see, 32-14, Northeastern leading Missouri Western. Here it's 30-30, our score. We'll be back with the second half right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This has been the Longvine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longvine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Emporia. Driven by longvineauto.com. Now, stay tuned for the second half.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Next Tech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
McKenzie Pest Control has been helping folks solve their toughest pest problems for over 50 years. The methods and techniques have changed over the years, but their commitment to quality and customer service hasn't. When you find yourself needing professional service, call McKenzie Pest Control. Serving